Now, what about a bit of cruising? Have you been on one this year? You've watched them come and go to Belfast. We've got a bird's eye view of these fabulous cruise liners coming in when we look out the window at City Keys 2. I want to speak to Tony McCauley, who's on this line. Good morning, Tony.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, Tony. You're the harbour's lead on cruise development. How many of those fabulous cruise ships actually came and went this summer? Because the last one docks today.
The very last one, number 115 of 2018. That's the Black Watch that's in with us today, and it wraps up the season for us. You'll remember I was with you on the show 19th of March of this year, whenever we had the Astoria kicking the season off, and it's just hard to believe that here we are 7 months later, and we broke our target of 100 ships in 1 year, and that was it, 115.
It's amazing, and because we're positioned here and we go out and about for a dander at lunchtime or whatever, you do see the footprint of the tourist. They are everywhere around Titanic, close to the big fish. The place is coming down with tourists. I presume many of those are off the ships.
Oh, absolutely. And I think I said to you before, you can always tell in Belfast whenever there's a cruise ship in. Some of those ships are carrying 3,500 passengers and 1,500 crew. You drop 5,000 people into a city the size of Belfast and you're absolutely going to feel the impact of that, throughout the city, whether that's the shuttle buses running backwards and forwards from the ship, or whether it's at Titanic Belfast or around the City Hall or any of the other, key destinations that attract the passengers from the ships.
So the main bulk of those ships that would have been coming through, the 115, were they just going around local drop-offs, or were some of them travelling from much further afield?
Well, that one, interestingly today, that one's come in from Canada, from Cornerbrook in Canada. The passengers have just had 6 days at sea, with Belfast being their first bit of land since they left. It was a 26-day journey. Left Liverpool on the 22nd of September. So, they've had a really interesting journey. But we would get most of the ships would be on a what we would call a round Britain and Ireland itinerary. But very often we'll get ships coming into us from Iceland. Quite a lot of them will come in from the Scottish Islands. 35 of the ships this year came to us from Dublin. I think 15 of them from Glasgow the day before. So it tends to be, clustered around the UK and Irish ports that we would be part of, and we would be absolutely, one of the marquee ports that the other ports then are built around, coming to places like Belfast and Dublin.
Where do they leave from? Where's the main set-off point?
For us, typically it's Southampton. Southampton would be the main embarkation port, and then they would set off and do the UK and Ireland ports. We will get them from places like Hamburg, where the German lines obviously will leave from, but by and large, most of the ships that we welcome into Belfast will be from Southampton.
The last time you were on, a significant number of people got in touch with me to say, well done, Belfast Harbour, and it's great to see the ships, and long may it continue. But people asked this question. They said, why is it we can't get on in Belfast? Why can we not go to our own docks and go on a cruise?
Really, it's a security issue, and it's a bit like the airport. We're no different. You can't just drive up to the International Airport or the George Best City Airport and just dander on through security and have a wee look at the plane. You can't do that. So it's an unfortunate world that we live in now, that we have to be very conscious and mindful of the security risk. And it really is for that, on that basis that there are international regulations, security regulations that our harbour police will enforce to protect the ship, the passengers and the crew.
Yeah, but I don't think that's the main point, Tony. I think people obviously would love to see the ship, but they would like to go on a holiday from Belfast. They would like to get on and head from here to other attractions. Why can they not do that?
Some of the lines have tried it in the past. Fred Olsen, the owners of that ship that's in today, did try it, and we had the Boudicca leaving from Belfast for a couple of years. They tried it, and they said to us that they just didn't get the footfall. They didn't get the sales, if you like, that made it economically viable for them to continue starting cruises from Belfast. And it came down to the cold, hard commercials of it. We tried to encourage them, you know, we tried to provide them with the facilities that they needed, and, you know, it was good for us, you know, to see so many local people joining that cruise, but unfortunately they couldn't make the numbers work, and they made the decision that it couldn't continue. One of the other lines, Cruise and Maritime Voyages, though, we're back in discussions with them. They want to do partial embarkations from 2019-2020 onwards. So what that means is they'll sail the ship from Tilbury and they'll go around the British Isles. They'll go into Glasgow, for example, and they'll take on maybe 150 people there. They'll sail over to Belfast, take another 150 people, and then Liverpool the same. And then they'll head off to the Canaries or whatever the destination that they end up scheduling. So we're hopeful that we'll get it back, but on a smaller scale.
Yeah, I would imagine that you'd be well advised to wait and get on in Belfast then. There wouldn't be that much crack going from Glasgow to Liverpool to Belfast if really what you were hoping to do was to get to the Canaries. Or is it so good on the ships that it doesn't really matter where you are?
I would say you make your own crack. And if you get the right drinks package, I'm sure you can make it an awful lot better for yourself. But, you know, I take your point. If you're going to, if you want to go on a cruise ship to the Canaries and the options here to board in Belfast, I would say board in Belfast, you know, so that you're heading straight then to the Canaries as opposed to somewhere like Liverpool or Glasgow or whatever. But if the price is right and that's attractive to you, then, you know, that could be, it could be a price worth paying for, you know, an overnight on the ship that takes you to Liverpool, and then the next day you set off for the Canaries or wherever it is.
And finally, Tony, is it difficult attracting the operators to come to Belfast, and are those docks big enough to get everyone that you would like to attract?
It is not difficult to attract the lines. Now, and I say that because that's what I do. You know, I'm out there trying to sell Belfast and Northern Ireland to the cruise lines and trying to get them to include us on their busy itineraries. But there's been massive investment in the tourism products and the attractions, you know, things like Giant's Causeway, Titanic Belfast, Hillsborough Castle, you know, there's so many things, Glenara Forest Park, you know, places like that where the people that come off the cruise ships and go way off to places like Glenariff and go for a walk around, you know, the forest park and the waterfall and then drop in to see Kathleen in the tea room, and they just get a fantastic visitor experience. So in that sense, it's not difficult for me to pitch Belfast and Northern Ireland to the international lines. And I have to say, the 115 that we have this year, what I'm seeing for the bookings for next year, we're going to absolutely smash that next year. And we've got some really big ships coming in. So that ties on then into your second question. Are the docks that we have big enough? Absolutely. Absolutely for any of the ships that are operating in the Irish Sea or want to operate in the Irish Sea, Belfast is a port that does not struggle to facilitate them.
Well, long may it continue. It's great to see so many people coming to visit us. And it must be a great job that you have, Tony, as well, encouraging people to come our way. Thanks for coming on, Tony. Thank you.
My pleasure, Frank. Thanks very much.
Tony McCauley here at the Harbour. He's the head of cruise development, and it's working. 115 cruise ships. And as I say, up until this year, I hardly noticed them ever because of where we were positioned in Belfast. And if you don't drive along the docks or out by the M3 or the M2 or whatever, you tend not to notice them. But jeepers, when you're based here in a panoramic view from City Keys 2, you just usher them all in. We wave from here as another one docks. Right. It's just gone 9:45. Hope all is well with you this fine morning.